$89 a month from Dixie Electric, Plumbing, and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dream.
Okay, places now, people, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With
SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Less than a month after excoriating President Trump, or former President Trump, in a blistering floor speech, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell now says he would absolutely support the former president again if he secured the Republican nomination in 2024. Speaking to Fox News Thursday, the Kentucky Republican said there's, quote, still a lot to happen between now and the next presidential election.
Quack, quack.
Tiger Woods has been moved to another Los Angeles hospital after undergoing surgery to his right leg after being badly injured this week in a car crash. Woods was transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for continuing orthopedic care and recovery. Facebook announced it's removing all remaining Myanmar military and military-controlled pages from its site and from Instagram, which it also owns. It said it will also block advertising from military-linked businesses. The decision follows a February 1st coup in which the military removed elected leaders from power and jailed others. SRN News.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm gonna get my shot, but you don't wanna go, because the lines are long and you'll miss your favorite shows. I asked for Johnson & Johnson. They said okay, but they were liars. Now I gotta go twice, 'cause all they have is Pfizer. Just Moderna and Pfizer. Now roll me another cigarette, 'cause I'll be waiting here for hours. She'll be mad because I'm late, so I'll bring her pretty flowers. I wish they could speed this up, 'cause I'm getting pretty tired. Now I gotta come back, 'cause all they got is Pfizer. Just Moderna.
Yeah, Pfizer. Mm-hmm. All vaccine music all the time. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. So right now, it's just me and Jesse.
I know. It's a little scary this morning.
You don't have to worry about me. I am, well, before we get to it, we've had a story that broke yesterday and then re-broke again this morning. In addition to the fact that we've started another useless war. But that's what people voted for, so why not, you know?
The U.S. Airstrike yesterday.
Yeah, I still don't know why.
Right,
no
what's the warrant?
Yeah, but we know that Democratic administrations love wars. And
that's what builds economy, and the fact that Joe Biden's crashing it. It took $22 to fill up my car the other day when it usually takes about 17, 16 on empty. And
give me another month and let me know what it's costing.
Yes, and the big truck, which I drove in today, if you noticed.
I saw that, yes, of course I did. I thought a skyscraper was pulling in next to me downstairs. It was just Jesse in her truck.
It was me.
The dually?
That's the dually, yeah. And I noticed when I filled up the other day, what usually runs me about, you know, 60 to 70 to fill up if I'm totally on E, was pushing about the $85, $90 mark. And I said, great, I'm going to be back to filling up for 140 before it's over with. So thanks, Joe Biden, and all of that for creating liquid gold again.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I might come buy another truck in this process.
Maybe we're not looking at it properly, because obviously 80 million people thought, hey, this is great.
Yeah.
Enough of this energy independence nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Rich is traveling today.
Yes, he is.
Some well-earned time off.
Did you get a picture from 231 yet?
No, that would be Interstate 10.
Oh, I-10. Oh, that's right. He said he's going to take it at I-10. He was going to be traveling on 231 earlier this
morning. I don't know if he's listening or not.
What else is on?
Well, you'll have to figure that out.
Figure it out.
In the meantime, at 6:10, the forecast for the weekend, and you're going to like this.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hello.
It's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
So, are you having a good Friday?
Yeah.
Great Friday. Yes. It's just getting started.
What kind of a Friday is this? Hey, it's the weekend.
Because weekends are
party time.
Party, party, party.
That's what your weekends are for.
Well, that sounds fun.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's party.
It's showtime.
It is showtime at 6:11.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And the never-ending quest from people on the left to stir it up. Yesterday, the story broke that Hasbro has been... They were making Mr. Potato Head gender neutral, because God knows there's been a call from every corner of the country. We can't have a Mr. Potato Head.
That's right. And, yeah.
In fact, they even went so far as to promote it.
Hey, boys and girls.
Whoa, microaggression.
Oh, right. Sorry. Hey, small humans. Your favorite dumb toy just got more challenged. Introducing Potato Head.
Don't you mean Mr. Potato Head?
Whoa, slow your roll, little Sean Hannity. There's no fun in perpetuating gender identity norms in a hollow plastic toy vegetable, and it comes with everything you see here.
It's just two hats.
They're unisex ball caps.
Where's the noses and stuff?
Body parts not included. Because we believe it's up to the individual to decide which body parts go where and to swap them whenever they like.
Duh. That's literally what the toy is.
Potato Head from Hasbro. Wait, can we still say bro?
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
So after Hasbro got an earful from the public, now they've announced that they will not kill off the Mr. Potato Head character.
Imagine that.
Just like Coca-Cola, when somebody had the guts to leak out that they were teaching their white employees to be less white.
Less white, yes.
That ended rather abruptly. They're no longer running that LinkedIn program. In fact, they're even issuing statements that, well, you know, that wasn't our idea. That was the, you know, the link to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Take responsibility for your actions, people. Come on.
So, I don't know if they're going to roll out a non-binary potato, but Mr. Potato Head lives. So, in less than 24 hours, that went from a story
to
a non-story. Yeah, just like that. By the way, we will not be doing a television hit today.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
I know, we have a lot of viewers who love that segment, but not today. There is an issue on the TV side that they were unable to fix, so they wished us all a nice weekend.
Well, that works. at this. We will miss seeing our friends over there,
though. I know. I look forward to that. We have fun. They have fun, too. I'm sure they're missing it as well. Meanwhile.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Please clap.
That's my cue.
As he said.
Good morning.
Will our new studio have on and off lights and things that you can see so you know when a sound pod is turned off?
Should. Or the...
Are we still even moving down there?
Should.
Maybe in about 10 years.
I don't know when, but should.
Just asking for a friend.
I don't know when all that's going to get ramped up.
So this is the first of 4 days that we will be without Mr.
Adorable.
I know. We're going to...
He did text me earlier to tell me that he made it.
Let's past see. The deer.
I have cleared Pike County. No deer were harmed.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Here it is. Here's the picture from I-10.
Wow. Got a foggy morning this morning, doesn't
like
he?
There's a little bit of a low ceiling there. Yep. And he's got to drive it all the way. I get to turn off at I-75 where it gets exciting again.
That's, he's got a long drive on 10, yeah. Because you and I, when we turn south, it's...
I may be doing 75. What you do. You make a lot of trips down to the Ocala area. Well, for her birthday, Goose and her mom are going up to that area to see the springs. I guess there's a lot of areas with natural springs.
Natural springs, yeah.
And they have fun together with her. And I thought, well, if you're going to be up there on the weekend, I could drive down on Saturday and surprise you guys for dinner, for birthday dinner, and then just drive back the next day.
Yeah.
You do it.
I do. It's not bad. It's the only time it gets a little rough is Okeechobee. That was a long drive. That one.
Is that where you take 27?
No, that one is we stay. So Okeechobee is further south than Ocala. It's about 9.5 to 10 hours. It's near Lake Okeechobee. It's more on the eastern side. But when you get off 75, you kind of have to backtrack a little down and around and through the loop and all that. But Ocala, and then we were at Crystal River last time.
Some towns in the center of Florida that evolution left behind. Remember, I hired the lake is, I forget the name of the town next to the lake. If I could see a map of Lake Okeechobee, I could tell you. I got paid a lot of money to go up there and MC a high school reunion.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest event I've ever attended in my life.
Really?
Yep.
It's funny because when
dun,
you...
Dun, 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 dun. I mean, it was really...
Deliverance.
Yeah.
It's funny because when we got there, you know, it was gorgeous where we were staying in Okeechobee. You know, the arena and stuff was gorgeous, all of that. But it wasn't quite what I expected, I guess. It reminded you of like an old, just western town. Everything was very flat, level. There's no two-story buildings except for maybe the hotel. And it was kind of reminded you a little bit of the desert, I guess you could say. But you had white sand versus tan.
Does this thing have a thing on it that will enlarge it?
Yeah, click. Because you've got the magnifier.
There
you go.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Because now that I'm thinking, I got to find the name of this place.
Yeah, Bob. There you go.
Pahokee.
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 Pahokee, Florida.
Man.
See, we were right there at the
Belglade.
Top.
It was a Pahokee Belglade reunion. This is in the very early 80s before a lot of the Turnpike and Interstate.
Right.
It took me like 2 hours to get there.
Yeah. We were right there at the top of Lake Okeechobee in Okeechobee because we were only about an hour from, you know, Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie and all of that.
You're ever even further south, try Immokalee for excitement, too. Yeah, that's another town in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Here is Steve, our first caller of the morning.
Hey, good morning, morning gang without Rich.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Jess, you kind of triggered something with me this morning because it was kind of humorous. I was filling up I got a little RAV4 that's my runaround car. It's a 97, I guess it's an antique.
Yeah.
But, whenever I fill it up, it's usually about 25 or so. Yesterday was 30.
Yeah.
And just so happened there was a guy with a truck in the next aisle who had a Joe Biden sticker. And I just... As soon as I finished filling up, I said out loud, and I hope you heard me, I said, thank you, Uncle Joe. I just said it, and I hope you heard it, because, you know, I mean, all these folks that voted for President Biden, and I'll call him president because I'm retired military.
Yep, but, and he is our president, whether we like it or
he's
not.
He's our president.
Yep.
But, yeah, and I've got a Ford 250, which I can't wait to fill that one up.
Yeah.
You know, it's diesel. So we'll see what that's all about.
It has gone up every week. I fill my car up on Sunday at the MAPCO because I get the card. I get the 5 cents off per gallon.
Yeah.
Right.
And I put all of that in my Brant McDonald account.
Yep.
See what positive influence I had in the market yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, Steve, because mine's got, my dually's got a 36-gallon tank on it. And, you're sitting there counting the gallons. And you're like, God, please hurry up before it gets any higher. I was like, please just go ahead and stop.
eventually here. Hey, Greg, one quick shout-out to the folks at the Alabama State that did the big Pfizer vaccination yesterday for all the Montgomery public school teachers. They did a fantastic job, very well organized, very polite. You know, everybody was just as kind and polite as can be. They handled 800 people yesterday and did it very well.
Awesome. Glad to hear that.
All I've got is a sore arm this morning.
I know people that have gotten the Pfizer. You got the Pfizer yesterday?
Yeah, I got the Pfizer, yeah.
That have had, you know, both jabs and no symptoms, no pain, no nothing.
Very individual. Yesterday was thing. Nothing. When I woke up this morning, I went, oh, yeah, okay.
I still haven't decided whether I'm going to do it or not.
Well, only because of my age and because I had COVID. And that's the two reasons, so. And don't want to get it again.
I mean, since they started vaccinating people, Mr. Potato had already lost his...
Whang!
So I'm going to wait and see how all the side effects of this play out. Thank you.
Yeah, I wonder what... Take care, fellas.
Thanks,
ladies.
Steve.
All right, we'll have our first traffic update of the morning coming along. AJ, we're adding some Jesse touches to the show. Like, instead of just saying, here's the news, we can now...
News! It works great.
Yeah.
And it's got that even kind of echo to it as well, so it's got that nice ambient sound, and it's big.
Well, since you just said news...
Here we go.
There is some.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who have had COVID-19. ADPH is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contact tracing efforts. Montgomery police have charged a second suspect in connection to a murder on Highland Avenue last Friday. Authorities say 37-year-old Samantha Lopez was arrested and charged with murder for the death of Terry DeGruz. Police have also charged 46-year-old David Rabin in the case. And the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend. Some of the items include things like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
6:23, and we have Tommy W. ready to talk to us. Tommy?
Hey, I know exactly where Pahokee is. It's,
you do?
Next to Canal Point. My mother grew up in Canal Point. I spent my summers growing up in Canal Point, which is where St. Lucie Canal. That's the canal that comes across. That's where it hits Lake Okeechobee.
Right.
On the, I think that's on the inside, not the outside. Not the ocean side. But no, it's the other side. It's over on the other side. Anyway, but Canal Point is the first town, and then Pahokee is the second town, and then Belleglade is the third town.
I got to tell you,
that intersection.
Driving there in the middle of a Saturday night was a real experience.
Dude, it's there. You got to want to go there.
You do.
And now it's meth country. It was, when I was a kid, I'm 55, so I'd go down for the summer, be walking along the side of the road, and you know, an old lady would pull over and roll her window down and say, you know, you must be Madru's grandson. You know, she'd heard all about it. It was that kind of place. Everybody knows, you know, but nowadays it's nothing but aluminum foil on the windows.
Wow.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. It used to be a really, really nice farming community. My uncle had a business down there for my grandfather started. And I think they were in business altogether about 70 years. Stewart's Farm Service.
Well, we appreciate the call and the insights, and
Mel Tillis. My mother graduated with Mel Tillis.
No kidding. My mother graduated with Mel Torme. No kidding.
You're not kidding, right? He's pretty cool. Nobody knows who Mel Tillis is, except you and me.
Or Mel Torme, for that matter. Mm-hmm. It's their generation, but my mother hated him. I guess he hit on her or something, and she didn't like him.
Well, if he'd have hit me, too, I wouldn't have liked him either.
Hit on her, I know, not hit her.
I know, I'm just messing.
My mom said that Mel Tillis never stuttered back in high school.
No kidding. So that was
he got famous for it.
Yeah, he sure did. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
It's not nice to make fun of people that stutter. Okay. At 6:20... I'm not trying to get us in trouble. Just pointing out the obvious.
Sorry, I was keeping my laugh a little little subdued.
There's some crap conundrum.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I have an audio conundrum today.
Now,
if we have one.
I'm going to deliver the weak sauce substitute timeline. I don't know if I'm going to do a lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting Day. Is there a song lined up or...
No, he doesn't have any song. His next song will happen Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I can find something, we'll have some fun with it. Otherwise, let's see how the roads are moving at 6:25.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a very fine Friday morning going on. No accidents anywhere. A few people are already out on the roads this morning, but traffic's still really light to moderate all over the area. Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville all looking good this morning, but a lot of folks are beginning to get out on the road. If something happens, we'll let you know about it right here. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Annual warehouse sale February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How you get boosted up the line in some of the 57 states that are now in addition to being elderly or having some other pre-existing comorbidity issue, being just a little bit too chubby for your own good can get you at the front of the line in some states.
Finally.
You know,
but the thing is, you've slimmed down quite a bit, though, too.
Yeah, but I'm still classified as morbidly obese.
Is that how they describe it to you?
I'm just morbid.
Yeah, no, it's on my doctor sheet, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's all related to, you know, it's your BMI and everything else, so, yeah.
Well, I didn't know they even had a classification like that.
They can put that on your medical sheet, but to us, you are a big bundle of joy.
Exactly.
And nothing will ever change that.
But I did try to get the, I didn't try to get it. I just went through the process of, I went to whatever website it was to check to see if I was eligible or what it would be. And so first they ask you a bunch of questions about your age. How old are you? And then once that's done, they ask you about your occupation. And there was nothing in I don't know how many pages of questions of occupations
right. That
related to what we do. Uh-huh. And so I was not eligible at all, which I completely understand. I understand why doctors, like my cardiologist, who has me listed as morbidly obese, he had his done when it was the one shot,
which
I guess is not, what was that, Moderna?
That's Moderna, yeah.
Yeah, he had his done with the Moderna thing way back when, and I totally get why. He's a doctor in a hospital, and he's going to be around those people.
Yeah, they cut off Mr. Potato Head's Moderna, too. Along with every other body part. I just love the fact that they've had to reverse that already. They must. When are they going to stop playing games with stuff? What is?
When people stop taking it.
Anyway, I guess you can get a handicap sticker if you're too fat.
Really?
In Alabama.
I'll have to look into that, too.
Well, you go to a store that has the motorized carts, and they're generally not used by people that have walking issues or some clear. It's usually somebody with an ass that's spilling over both sides of the rubber seat of the motorized vehicle.
Yeah, I don't. That one I don't do.
See, they should be made to park on the other end of the lot to work off the pounds, unless there's a heart or some other issue. But just, you need the walking. It's good. It's good for you. That's only going to make somebody, especially if you're going to Costco to, binge snack up and down the sample aisles and stuff.
Yeah.
Just a thought. It is 6:32. We got coming. Cheap and Trashy a little bit later.
You got a timeline coming up?
I'm doing the timeline. Keep your expectations very low. I haven't even looked at it yet, so this is going to be brand new for all of us. Don't forget, if you got folks coming over for the weekend, or, hey, you don't have lunch plans today, think about Wing Fingers downtown. Open at 10:30 with chicken done 17 ways from Sunday. All fresh, all made fresh daily, and all available in a wide variety of ways. You can do a grilled chicken salad. You can get your breaded Wing Fingers for dipping in any one of Bob's great sauces. And, of course, we introduced the Dr. B Burger, named for Dr. Bronner, which is now available at Wing Fingers. And like all the other Baumhauer burgers, it's that great combination of ground sirloin and chuck. Before you drown any Baumhauer burger in condiments, taste the meat. It is so flavorful. And, of course, Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Check out the catering menu. If you're having a group over to celebrate the end of February or the beginning of March or spring or whatever, feed everybody the best. They now have takeout boxes that are designed to keep things warm without getting them moist. New technology in that regard, too. So whether you're dining in, and they are open on the Boulevard and at Wing Fingers downtown, or you're taking out, go to baumhauers.com to get started. 6:33.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Why do I go to Chappie's Deli? Their delicious grilled chicken salad. And then I don't feel so bad about dessert. I love their New York-style cheesecake as well.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All American Auto and Tire.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Prick me two times, doctor. Time. Wait 4 weeks. Prick me two times for immunity. Prick me two times, doc. Save me from quarantine. Prick me two times.
Inject Wiser, shop Pfizer.
I like it. Very good.
With the timeline for the 26th day of February, my kid sister's birthday. Gotta send her a note. I'm your Week Sauce substitute host for the
adorable
Rich Thomas Greg Udell. 152 years ago, 1869, 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was sent out for ratification. It took just less than a year. It guaranteed African Americans the right to vote. So why is there still oppression today? Don't understand that. 152 years, we should have made some progress. 92 years ago, President Calvin Coolidge, maybe our most underrated president. You know why?
Why?
Oh, wait a minute, I did that wrong. Our most underrated president.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because he stayed the hell out. He didn't find it necessary to issue 8,000 executive orders. He believed in limited government.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody care about that?
No.
Okay, I'll move on. Here's a big deal. Judas Priest released their seventh album on this date 40 years ago. Point of Entry, featuring the classic hit, Heading Out to the Highway. I don't know this. Judas Priest. I never played a Judas Priest song. I was on a lot of rock stations, too. Here's another one. Am I reading this from another galaxy? This date, 1983. Pass the Duchy? That sounds like something vulgar.
I don't know what that is.
It's, you know, it's like two couples at the drive-in or some...
Does it explain what it is?
Hey, Pass the Duchy.
Because I don't want to have to Google it, but I may have to.
It's a song by Musical Ute, and it peaked at number 10 on the pop singles chart. I must have been really high in 1983 because I don't remember one thing about Pass the Duchy. Bruce Springsteen won his first Grammy for Dancing in the Dark. Yeah, okay. Great. That was 36 years ago. 33 years ago in 1988, the original Hairspray was released starring Ricky Lake.
Get up and skip around.
Ricky's mom was played by the 300-pound transvestite Divine. Now,
yes.
Divine, not long after Hairspray came out, was a guest on my morning show in Miami and then died.
What?
Not long after.
Hmm.
Can you look up Divine, see what year he died? I could that way I could do the math. I'm sorry. I know you're busy getting random facts.
No, you're fine.
But I already have 8,000 tabs open on my...
What is...
Divine?
Yeah. Except that gives me... Hang on.
640.
While he's looking that up, I will say if you didn't go to the Van Vocal recital last night that was at the Davis Theater that David came in and talked about on Tuesday, it was a stellar performance. And
that's right, that was
they had quite a crowd.
Good.
I mean, a good, good turnout.
They generally do.
It was great.
When they were able to have it at Huntington, at the theater over there, it was always so
It
loud.
Was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
So you wanted to know birth, death?
Death.
Death was March 7th, 1988.
So this is like right after, I think it was less than six weeks.
At the age of 42.
His parents lived in a suburb before Lauderdale.
Oh.
So that's how we were able to get him on the show. This date, 1993, a terrorist bomb exploded in the garage of New York's World Trade Center, killing six, injuring more than 1,000 others. It was, if you look at the videos of that event, the number of people who just literally staggered out of the building, bleeding from the face. I don't know if the concussion of the bomb caused that.
Probably a mix of things, shock, if you've been hit in the head hard, you know.
The whole idea of the bomb and the placement of the bomb was to tip the building over.
Yeah.
Into the South Tower and knock them both down. And the big problem there is that nobody paid attention to the fact that they remained determined to destroy those two buildings. And then only 8 years later, they succeeded. Here's a good one, because we just saw a Grammy go out to Killer Cuomo, governor of New York. It was on this date, 1997. Hillary's Rodham Clinton won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word for Non-Musical Album for It Takes a Village. And what does every village have? An idiot.
You know what's funny is in 97 I was only two.
That's not funny.
Right.
At all. Moving right along.
Yeah.
A precocious co-host. I was only two.
Sorry.
2012, 9 years ago, we were on the air then.
Yeah.
The Artist won 5 Oscars and became the first silent movie to win since 1927. I don't even remember it. I certainly didn't go see it. Just my like, hey, this looks good. Let's get The Artist.
And that's right. Okay.
I was trying to get the volume up in the thing, not knowing it was a silent film.
Yeah.
Hey. The guy they are going to birthdays next, the guy they named your truck after, Taylor Dooley, is 28.
Really?
You ever hear of him?
Right.
No.
Taylor Dooley. I was going to say.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl, come on.
The Dooley's only been around for 28 years.
Michaels Bolton is 68. I wonder if you ever seen him sing, you being a professional singer, what was kind of, he was, you know, because he did all those, what do you call them? Not ballads, but more power ballads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His power ballads. He'd throw his head back And all the veins and cords in his throat would stick out.
Uh-huh. Very, not good for vocal cords and muscles.
Oh, man.
Oh.
The great one was born on this date in 1969. Jackie Gleason.
Bang, zoom.
I had no idea.
Oh, what a surprise!
Levi Strauss. Guy who invented jeans. Born on this date, 1829. And that is your timeline.
Yay, timeline!
Did I do at least a decent
you
job?
You did a great job.
Of course.
Great job.
What do our listeners think?
No.
Okay, well.
Find out.
Find out. Yeah, you got one on the phone.
Miss is on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The reason I was calling was to get the address. I thought y'all behind iTech. I'm on the way with those farm fresh eggs.
Oh,
so we talked about yesterday?
Yes.
I must not have been in the room.
You weren't. He is dropping by some eggs for us.
Okay.
So he needs to know where to come so we can run down and grab them.
Oh, Mrs.?
He is. Yeah. He's bringing us several dozen of farm fresh eggs.
Oh.
So I figured. Yeah.
Me and my grandbabies raise ornamental bantams, Polish and Cochin. One looks like a hippie with an umbrella on his head, and the other one looks like a little miniature fat Buddha.
Yeah, there are some really unusual looking chickens out there. So,
yes.
You're going to be in the neighborhood?
Oh, I'm on my way now. I talked with, I'm sorry, I cannot remember your
name.
It's
Jessie.
Yes, ma'am. But I talked with her yesterday, and we are blessed. All my hens came in about 3 months ago, and we're getting about 2 dozen eggs a day. And everybody in the neighborhood's been blessed, and I'm bringing y'all 5 dozen.
So we've got
Holy
some farm
cow.
Fresh eggs
wow.
coming.
Okay.
He's just got to know how to get here. I forget what our address is. I know it's Wall Street, but I don't know.
It's Wall Street. You just got to turn off of Carmichael Road onto I-85 Parkway.
Boy, that's about okay. That's about 20 omelets for Rich Thomas.
Fantastic.
We are just down from the Cancer Center.
Yeah.
Just down from the what? I didn't hear you.
The Cancer Center.
Okay. All right. Well, I should be there in about 15 minutes. And, Greg, just remember, these aren't your standard eggs. You might have to use 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah, they're smaller usually.
I won't mind.
Okay.
I won't mind.
Okay. So good. We'll good. See y'all in a minute.
Sounds great. Thanks.
See ya.
Here's another random call.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cooter.
Who?
Hey.
Hey, so Rich is not there today, I guess, since you're reading the timeline.
Yeah, he's not here until we've got him we won't have him for 4 days.
He'll be back, what, Wednesday, Thursday?
Thursday.
Could you put me on hold until he gets back?
Yeah, we'll put you on hold.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Cal.
See ya.
Thanks.
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah, it's almost time for the forecast, but first, it's time for a look at what's going on at Jack Ingram.
What is going on at Jack Ingram?
The final days of the month, and Volkswagen has brand new 2020s and 2021s marked down as much as $4,000 per unit. Plus, there are excellent certified pre-owned opportunities to buy at Jack Ingram Volkswagen as well. Let's see, where's the certified pre-owned center? Just want to run by some of those for you. They have, in the certified pre-owns, these are cars that have been through the most careful vetting process on the planet. Jack Ingram does a 108-point checkup on the engine. They have a real high standard for interior cleanliness. And, of course, the vehicle history has to be good. I have told this story before, but just bear with me. I was there to visit Tip Tames one day, and there was a beautiful white late model Jetta right out in front of the store that somebody was trading in. And he pulled up the vehicle history on the car, been in 2 wrecks, and he says, God, I could sell this car in 5 minutes on the lot, but I can't take this, not with this vehicle history. So they had to send it to auction. So it's a really high standard for resale, and they've got a 2020 Jetta with low miles at 16,844. And it's beautiful, too. It's black. This gets great gas mileage. You can get it for as low as $218 a month. That's a 2020 Volkswagen Jetta. See it all at jackingramvolkswagen.com, or they'll be happy to bring a model you choose from jackingramvolkswagen.com to your home or business. Get it done. End of the month, they want to crunch numbers, and it's also time to love what you drive.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic with more and more folks waking up, getting on the roads. We're seeing some congestion now at Congressman Dickinson and the Wetumpka Highway, Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, and we've got a little bit of congestion on Taylor Road this morning. I-65 and 85 still look good through downtown Montgomery. No accidents to report. Keep it here for updates. Reinhart Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The Depot Furniture Gallery just received a new truckload of beautiful rustic furniture and some brand new pieces with the cottage look.
Wow, the selection. They also have the accent pieces that everyone will be talking about. When we visited the Depot Furniture Gallery, we fell in love with that rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors.
You know, the rustic look is in high demand, and they have entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery, located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Stop in and check out the new truckload that has just arrived. The absolute best selection and lowest prices in the entire river region are at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
Now expanded inside Prattville Pickers. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great financing and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Purchase tickets at SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisitory. We're located in Pepsi Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy due to time constraints.
Okay, that's enough.
We're going to pull the plug on this bit.
What the fuck is this?
We'll just do the circumcised version of Cheap and Trash. Emma Watson, and I'm going to throw these away as I go through these.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
make as much noise as possible.
Emma Watson.
Get our eggs.
Yay!
Oh!
They're here. I'm excited.
All righty. Awesome. Eggs in the house.
And then one cute chick sitting right over here. See what I did there?
See what you did, and you know what? I want everybody listening to know that's very true.
Aw, thank you.
You see, I got to be careful about how I put them kind of things because I don't want to end up in the boss's office being accused of harassment. Exactly. Somebody that used to sit near where you are now did that to me once. And I was like, you have got to be kidding.
Well, I'm sorry, and I would never do that to you, Greg. As you can tell, I fit in pretty good here.
I really don't ever want to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but what happened to the good old days when you could
have good, clean fun without
offending?
Flatter
somebody without sounding like the dirty old man on the radio. Now, if you want to go back to the 80s and 90s, there are stories from those days that would probably not fly real well in these modern times.
I see. They would fall into the cheap and trashy really well.
These are stories I wouldn't even tell you.
Oh, boy.
I tell Richard J., but anyway.
I can always do earmuffs.
Everything done was done with the full approval and cooperation of... Anyway, back to the cheap and trashy.
For all those who are listening.
If Gwyneth Paltrow hasn't produced enough goop and other stupid products, now she's got a not exactly scientifically proven COVID treatment.
Oh, Lord.
Who wants to line up for that? Ann Wilson from Heart.
Oh, from Heart, yes.
Has released a new solo track called The Hammer.
What?
I like this whole singing thing. We gotta keep flushing this.
I didn't realize I did it so much until somebody I was at a store somewhere, and I was talking to a gentleman, and he asked me. He said, "Do you?" He's like, "I love it when people like sing notes. Do you realize you do that?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't." And now that I think about it, I'm like, "I do that a lot. That's a good thing."
We may have invented something. Maybe we can sell those to stations that don't have a goddess with a great voice like we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
Always thinking, you know, is there money in this opportunity? We could give it a try. We're gonna add these touches to the show starting next week. That's what I'm shooting for anyway.
Hey, I'm excited.
Pardon me while I paste in a convoluted intro to Random Facts.
Woohoo!
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
What?
Some cackle fruit. A big bag of it. And who are we thanking for that?
Ole Miss.
That's Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss. Thank you very much. The Oscars are considering a record number of movies this year, most of which never made it into theaters because of the pandemic. But the whole thing is rendered meaningless because they're not asking for the best performance or the best movie. They are forcing voters to consider all the politically correct aspects of the movie before they even get to whether it was good or not. Here's a really, really grim story. Former USA Olympics gymnastic coach John Gettard committed suicide yesterday after being charged with sexually assaulting underage athletes. He has also been known as the enabler to former Team USA Dr. Larry Nassar, who molested hundreds of girls. Let's see. Deepfakes on Tom Cruise. Nobody cares. Now, this story here, Lady Gaga, and I think any of us would do this if we had $500,000. Has offered a $500,000 reward
for her Frenchies, right?
Yeah,
they were stolen yesterday.
Well, armed thieves shot the dog walker.
Shot the dog walker. There's apparently surveillance video of that.
Holy smokes!
The dog walker's going to be okay. The dogs are still missing, and there aren't any suspects. And she's offering $500,000 reward for the return of the dogs. I say, whatever you could afford. You put it out there. Anyway, the bad guys were not messing around. They shot the dog walker in the stomach with a semi-automatic handgun. God, they should... Well, maybe we can devote a show. How would you punish them for what they did?
If it was my dogs or my horses, either one, I can guarantee you, if I got a hold of you, you'd be shot, probably.
And this is this should be welcome news to everybody. The Golden Globes, those who bother to watch them on Sunday night, will feature a commercial, the very first commercial in television history to show lactating breasts. It's a commercial for Frida Mom. No, I guess to have lactating breasts, you have to have Frito-Lay too, right? First, a company that makes products for...
I caught it.
Check, please.